Yekein daimina. That's what we're up to. Let me explain what we're in the middle of, because it's been a week. I mentioned to you that, as everybody knows, Rav Shimon bar Yochai wrote the Zayar, and the Zayar has in it Sisrei Torah. Prior to Rav Shimon bar Yochai, for many generations, there was a sefer that we're calling Sifra Ditzniusa, which was a sefer that was not publicized, that was handed from Rebbe to Talmud in a limited fashion, only to those that were on the level, who had completed Teres HaNigla, and subsequently were entitled to Teres HaNistar. Rechaim Elazar is trying to explain how this came about, and exactly what is the Sifra Ditzniusa, what is the Zayar, how do they go together, how do they work. So we learned last time that he gave a mashal. The mashal was the Mishnayis and Gemara. How Torah was given, Teres HaNigla was given generation to generation. He called it 900 Masechtes, Sidrei Masechtes, until the Chazal distilled it down to Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, as the generations got weaker, and wrote it down. And then Gemara followed the Mishnayis. The Mishnayis is still primary, but the Gemara explains the Mishnayis. That was his the paragraphs we learned last week. Kein daimina nami. Now he explains how the Zayar came to be. Kein daimina nami kechol hachezin hazeh b'chelak hanistareis p'nimes nishmas ha-tayra kadaisha. What we said earlier about Mishnayis and Gemara, learn to it to the Kabbalistic ideas. Ashigam hi ter shabbat peh nikras. Kabbalah is also ter shabbat peh. Ki misayris hi biyadeinu peh el peh ad maishor veinu. Ad maad lamayshu misinai. Rabbi Seinu Rishayne Rishaynim Mori Derozen. The earliest generations, Rishayne Rishaynim, here means before the Tanoim, Mori Derozen, Diruach Alekin Kadishin Hava Behu. Those who knew the secrets of Torah with the Spirit of Hashem, Mechol Hasharim Leidin Alu, Bifneim Ro Lechaber Chiber Kodesh Kadoshim Bekitza Nifla Neflois B'Terasi Yisbar Shemai. The first book that was written in a tremendous kitzer, in an abbreviated fashion, like Mishnayis is abbreviated, they wrote the sefer that we're going to call Sifra Ditzniusa. B'tama v'nimukamim on l'shanes l'tamideyam derech kitzara. Just like Mishnayis is written derech kitzara, so too the Sifra Ditzniusa. Oy l'bal yarsu al Hashem l'reis anashim bilti ruyin. U'mukham l'kabel or ha'el yaynayra. Also there are those not worthy of learning Kabbalah. So therefore it's written in a kitzer that if you're not ready for it, you really won't know what's going on. B'shom kolol v'gonzul kolam ha'iris el yaynim. Ha'moyin istari sidrei ma'isim bereishis u'ma'isim merkava. And there, in the Sifra Ditzniusa, the secrets of a Chazal called ma'isim bereishis, ma'isim merkava, hechlen diktusha, medurim, v'ksharim, v'hechlen de sitra achra. These are all names of different aspects of Torah Shabbat Peh, of Nistar. V'chatzerim tiras, ha'kan shikim l'hersenu peh ha'peh, sh'aysim mishnosim sedura lahem, it was a Messiah that went back to Sinai. And Kabbalah was passed to the Tzadikim of every generation. And these things that were hidden, Atik by the Rabbi Nishan, by the one who is forever, things that he hid to leave for the later generations. That's what we call Sifra Ditzniusa. Liyos Amoin Mutzna Umuflo Machusa. Einem is Gal Vesnuin. Ayn Shem Shkasa Al Shem Akasu Vesatznuin Chachm. Okay, so he's explaining this. Now, I have an asterisk. Do you have it in your print?
Yeah.
Right, the asterisk basically says that it was not called Sifra Ditzniusa. If you look in this Zayar, it's called the Lashon of Tzniusa de Sifra. Because Sifra Ditzniusa means a book. It wasn't passed down as a book, it was passed down as teaching. So it's called Tzniusa de Sifra. The Tzniusa of Tyre. Later generations, once it was put into a book form, called it Sifra Ditzniusa. For what we need to know, it's not so nogeya. Now he's going to explain how the Sifra Ditzniusa came to the Zayar, and then we have to discuss it and try to understand it.
Yeah, the Rashbi wrote it.
No, Sifra Ditzniusa was not written by Rashi Rabbeinu Chai. It was many generations earlier, from Moshe Rabbeinu down. We'll see in a minute. Vasevra Chosim Azel Kinyan HaMishnah, the Niglais HaTaira. Just like this Mishnayis in Teres HaNigla, it's a Viditzniusa in Teres HaNista, Chalderes HaRishayim Kedai She'elyan HaMishtam Shilohi, right? And all the earlier generations used the Sifra Ditzniusa, Umas from Pe El Pe B'Seisru U'B'Chashoy L'Tamidei HaKedoshim Aruyin Le'inun Da'aluv Enofko Kolginzim Sisrin Alayin Kadishin HaNichlalim Bay. And it was secretly handed from Rebbe to Talmud, to a Talmud that was Roy. Chassidim have a lot of tales of these type of things, whether the tales are accurate, the legends are accurate, but they give sort of a picture of the way it was held. One of the stories that's told, again, I don't say it's authentic, I just say it gives you a picture, is that after Rashi died, he appeared to the Rashbam, his oldest grandson, and was megala to him certain of these sidais. He said, during your lifetime, I didn't know if you were roy for it. But now that I'm upstairs, I know you are, and he was megala to him these secrets. Now, of course, the question is, well, who told the story that it was recorded?
Yeah, right.
Rashi wasn't alive, and it doesn't sound like the Rashbam would...
Rashbam doesn't say that anywhere.
Rashbam doesn't say, of course not the type of thing you say. So I'm not saying it happened, but it's just an example of the mystery behind this whole Sifra Ditznius, how it was hidden and desire afterward, how it was hidden. Now, Ad Eis Boi Devorah Yisbarach. Now we come to Rosh Hashanah Baruch Hu. Now, again, especially among the Kabbalim and Hasidim, Shem Baruch Hu, he stands out for all Jews, but especially among them, their tradition. Hikam lanu roya neman lirais biyakev amoy ubiyisrael nachlasei. God sent us a shepherd to lead the Jewish people. Hatana hakadosh alakayim Shem Baruch Hu. Yalav shalom. Davishchichi gabei reya mehemnusa ve'liyo v'chol b'nei misiftin ilon. Okay, now I'll explain to you what this means, because this is something, again, the people who read this type of stuff are familiar with. Rosh Hashanah Baruch Hu, as you know, we know in the Gemara, he was in a cave for 13 years, actually, for 12 years, now the 13th year, with his son Eliezer, and afterwards Rabbi Lazar Bar Shimon. And he himself, the Teres HaNigla says that Shimon and myself could be mechaper on all the generations of Jews that lived till now. Something extraordinary took place in that cave experience. Now, what were the giluyim that took place in that period of time? So the Reya Mehemnasa is someone that is quoted in the Zayar. The Reya Mehemnasa is actually Moshe Rabbeinu. Reya Mehemnasa means the trusted shepherd. Shem Baruch Hu relates things that he learned from Moshe Rabbeinu in the cave. He doesn't say from Moshe Rabbeinu because, well, whatever his reason is, he says Mereya Mehemnusa. Sometimes he uses the words Moshe Rabbeinu, sometimes not. But he says that there was a certain, call it an aspect, a Kabbalistic aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama, however that works, that learned with him, taught him Sisrei Torah in the cave. And Eliyahu Navi, v'chol b'nei misiftan ilon v'nafshi tzadikim rishayinu chavrusa kadisha asa. Loi levadei nidna rishus v'hormona mishmaya. He, Rishim Baruch Hu alone, and he's not the only one who learned it. He was the only one who was given permission to write it down in the form of the Zayar for future generations. Okay, Rishim Baruch Hu, again, loi levadei nidna rishus v'hormona mishmaya. He alone was given permission and license from heaven. V'heche legalois neirois neflois. And he began to reveal the amazing awe of the Sidrei Maase Bereishis or Maase Merkava of creation and the way it works in heaven and the Chlolim and the Elamim B'Sifra Ditzniusa. V'hirba lohoisef lekach ulefalpe levar in yonav hakdoshim l'chach midai, right? And he revealed Kabbalah to the people of his generations. U'min ha-shamayim iskimu olav l'chaber sefer hazayar. So it's interesting, everyone heard of Zayar, and almost nobody heard of the Sifra Ditzniusa. The Sifra Ditzniusa is the Mishnai, what Mishnai is to Gemara, the Sifra Ditzniusa is to the Zayar. Just like the Gemara says Mishnah, and it quotes the Mishnah, and then it explains. The Zayar quotes the Sifra Ditzniusa, it's an abbreviation that it constantly brings, and it quotes it, and it builds on it. Tana bits Snusa de Sifra, that abbreviation. In the Zayar, it says we learned in Snusa de Sifra, maybe a Malachimi Menu Rak Roshe Amorav Hakdoshim Hamaates Viktsarais. The Zayar talks about the main points of the Sifra de Tzniusav, Alayim Baina, Bishamayim Aliyaisav, and that the Zayar builds up to heaven, high Rosin de Rosin, great secrets, Neiron Gvayim Varamim. Vade de Lakamidi Bizayar Kdoshim Tikunim. There's not a single thing. The Zayar and Tikunim is the Tikune Zayar. The Lawyer Visa Bakhlois Nifla Bakari Bemasnisim Sifrid Tsiyusa. Everything comes from the Sifrid Tsiyusa Vadaras Akdaishim Vizaira Kajah Tikunim Hem Ken Talmud Bavli Virsham Ibnigla's Tarasain Akadash. Alright, so we just a bit off a big piece of information that historically there was the Sifrid Tsiyusa, it was passed from Talmud to Rebbe, from Rebbe to Talmud, only secretly. And then the Zayar was written, which made it slightly more available. You still have to understand it, but it made it slightly more available.
Why, now, was the Sifra that's Tznius lost after when...
No, we have a Sifra that's Tznius.
Oh, we have?
Yeah, sure. We have, it's five, just they have five Chumashi Torah, they have five Sifra that's Tznius. Now, the Gra wrote a Pirish on the Sifra that's Tznius. That this was written as an introduction. Now I'd like to try to explain a little bit just what's going on, just to give you a taste of the idea. The question is, well, what does it mean? Like our generations are weaker. Well, why by us it's revealed to us and previously it's not. The whole story needs an explanation. The idea, the simplest explanation is this: that as the generations. Obviously, the generations that remembered Adam HaRishon were keenly aware that what you see in this world is not everything, is more. Generations that remembered the Mabel knew that there's more to what you see than what you see in the world. There's something deeper, hidden. There's spirituality in the world. Generations that remembered Matan Torah knew it. So even if you didn't see it, but if your grandfather could tell you what he saw at Har Sinai, you're still connected. Even in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, people walking to the Beis Hamikdash and saw miracles. There was a constant connection to the idea that the world is not just what you see. And well, we only know information through our five senses, through touching and tasting and smelling and hearing and seeing. There's much more to the world than that. In the later generations, where we, fakert, become more magushim, we live more in a physical world, we understand the sciences of the physical world better, and in general, as the generations get further from Matan Torah, further from Bereishis, spirituality is less accepted. The idea that there's a spirit, the idea there's a neshama, the whole idea of another world of angels, the more modern human beings become, the more modern man becomes, the more distant he becomes from it. We live in a world of, show it to me and I'll believe it. If you don't show it to me, I don't believe it. So the Zayar was revealed to reveal to the world that our Messiah includes another dimension. There's another dimension to the world. There's more to the world than you see. I think the Al-Shuk writes, the Al-Shuk was a Makobel, even though I wrote Pirish on Chumash. He writes, Sheker HaChein. See, he translates, Sheker HaChein means Chein is Sheker. He says, Sheker HaChein. Sheker has Chein in this world. In Olam Hazeh, there's a certain Chein to Sheker. There's a certain Chein to a lie, to a denial of a spiritual world, to a denial of a world that is more than what a person can just see with his own eyes. And it says that when Hashem wanted to create the world, Emes said, don't create the world, it's full of sheker. So it says, Hishluch Emes Aratzo, God threw Emes to the ground and he created the world. So again, the Mekubalim explained, Hishluch Emes Aratzo, God threw Emes down to this world. And he made that in this world, a person can sense Emes. Despite the fact that all our information comes from our five senses, we also have seichel. We also have an intelligence. And that intelligence can somehow sense and certainly understand that there's got to be more to everything than the struggles that we have here in our brief trip in this world. So the seichel has the ability to understand it. And that idea is the idea that the Zohar is meant to teach. It's meant to teach that the world is more than, someone said, I don't remember where I saw this, but from one of the so-called Talmidim, Shem Bar Yochai, said that he was once walking and he picked up a stone. And under the stone he saw there was a colony of ants. So he said that these ants thought that the rock is the sky and the world is dark and there's not much to it. When I picked up the stone, I showed them that above your sky there's a much higher sky and there's a world that has a lot of light and there's a world that has a lot to it. And that was meant to be an example to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's revelation, even if we don't understand Kabbalistic ideas, but the idea that there's more to the world than we see. Someone as Yecheskel, the first two prokem of Yecheskel, talks about Maisa Merkava, things we don't understand. Why learn it? We don't understand. They were supposed to learn Maisa Merkava. You don't understand it, but know that there's more. Know that there's something else that goes on. There's something that sort of transcends whatever a person can feel and can see. There's something else that exists. Rabbi Miller used to say, I heard this from a number of occasions, that you should watch people staring at a sunset. Well, what are they looking at? Human beings are drawn to look at a sunset or to look at a waterfall. When you look at a waterfall, it's just the water keeps on coming. What are you looking at that it draws people to it? What draws people, and a man-made waterfall doesn't have the same allure. It's the Yoshe B'Seser Elyon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden. There's certain moments where a person gets a sense that there's something else here. There's something more. That's the Yoshe B'Seser Elyon. The godliness that exists. There are certain things in this world that can't be physically explained. There's certainly the life of a human being, the personality of a human being, very hard to explain. And those are the things that are sort of hidden. As the later generations become more and more megushim, become more and more distant from being gairis, from counting the fact that they are angels. You know, once upon a time, 500 years ago, when a Jew went to the bathroom, he would excuse himself from the angels that accompany him. It was such a custom. Gemara says, and Halacha is brought, that Tischabdu Mechabdai, a person would understand he walks, wherever he walks, there are angels accompanying him. When you go into the bathroom, he say, excuse me. In the end of Shemini Esrei, we step out of Shemini Esrei, we say, Oyser Shalom Bim Reimav, he has a Shalom Aleinu, V'akol Yisrael. Then what do we say? V'imru Amen. Now when you say Kaddish, V'imru Amen, you're talking to everybody. Everyone say Amen. You say a quiet Shemini Esrei. Who are you saying Imru Amen to? Who are you saying Imru Amen? Imru Amen means say Amen. Who are you saying say Amen to? So Schwab writes in his Pirush on Shemini Esrei, when you say Imru Amen, talk to the angels that accompany every Jew. Maybe every human being. Say Imru Amen. Tell the angels that accompany. We don't picture ourselves as having angels around us. No? We don't picture it that way. So as the generations become more and more distant from understanding the depth of the Bria, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation, the Zohar was revealed. And the Zohar is meant to reveal this idea. Even though you don't understand it, you don't understand how it works, we don't understand the Zohar, very little of it, nevertheless, it exists, it's there, know it's there. And that's the idea of the revealed Zohar and the Sefer Tzinusa, which preceded it. So this is the main thrust of his first part of this Hagdama. He talks then about his Rebbe, about the Vilna Gaon.